and she'd had three on her mind. Three, three, three. "Esme doesn't thrive on nice," said Nanny Ogg. "Take her an apple pie and she'll complain about the pastry." "But people don't often thank her, and she does do a lot."
"She's not set up for thanks neither, mentally. To tell you the honest truth, there's always been a bit of dark in the weatherwaxes, and that's where the trouble is. Look at old Alison Weatherwax."
"Who was she?"
"Her own granny. Went to the bad, they say, just packed up one day and headed for Uberwald. And as for Esme's sister..." Nanny stopped and restarted. "Anyway, that's why she's always standing behind herself and criticising what she's doing. Sometimes I reckon she's terrified she'll go bad without noticing."
"Granny? But she's as moral as..."
"Oh, yes, she is. But that's because she's got Granny Weatherwax glaring over her shoulder the whole time."
Agnes took another look around the Spartan room. Now the rain was leaking steadily through the ceiling. She fancied she could hear the walls settling into the clay. She fancied she could hear them thinking. "Did she know McGrath was going to call the baby Esme?" she said.
"Probably. It's amazing what she picks up."
"Maybe not tactful, then, when you think about it," said Agnes.
"What do you mean? I'd have been honoured if it was me."
"Perhaps Granny thought the name was being passed on, inherited."
"Oh, yes," said Nanny. "Yes, I can just imagine Esme working it up to that when she's in one of her gloomy moods."
"My granny used to say, 'If you're too sharp, you'll cut yourself,'" said Agnes. They sat in grey silence for a while, and then Nanny Ogg said,
"My own granny has an old country saying she's always trotted out at times like this."
"Which was?"
"Bugger off, you little devil, or I'll chop off your nose and give it to the cat." Of course, that's not so very helpful at a time like this, I'll admit."
There was a tinkle behind them. Nanny turned her head and looked down at the table.
"There's a spoon gone."
There was another jangle, this time by the door. A magpie paused in its attempt to pick the stolen spoon off the doorstep, cocked its head and glared at them with a beady eye. It just managed to get airborne before Nanny's hat, spinning like a plate, bounced off the door jamb.
"The devils'll pinch anything that damn well shines," she began.
The Count de Magpie looked out of the window at the glow that marked the rising sun.
"There you are, you see," he said, turning back to his family. "Morning, and here we are."
"You've made it overcast," said Lacrimosa sullenly. "It's hardly sunny."
"One step at a time, dear, one step at a time," said the Count cheerfully. "I just wish to make the point. Today, yes, it is overcast, but we can build on it, we can acclimatise, and one day... the beach."
"You really are very clever, dear," said the Countess.
"Thank you, my love," said the Count, nodding his private agreement. "How are you doing with that cork, Vlad?"
"Is this such a good idea, father?" said Vlad, struggling with a bottle and a corkscrew. "I thought we did not drink wine."
"I believe it's time we started."
"Yuck!" said Lacrimosa. "I'm not touching that. It's squeezed from vegetables."
"Fruit, I think you'll find," said the Count calmly.
He took the bottle from his son and removed the cork.
"A fine claret, I understand. You'll try some, my dear?"
His wife smiled nervously, supporting her husband, but slightly against her better judgment.
Are we supposed to warm it up?" she said. "Room temperature is suggested." "That's sickening," said Lacrimosa. "I don't know how you can bear it." "Try it for your father, dear," said the Countess, "quickly, before it congeals."
"No, my dear, wine stays runny."
"Really? How very convenient."
"Vlad," said the Count, pouring a glass.
The son watched nervously.
"Perhaps it would help if you think of it as grape blood,"
said his father, as Vlad took the wine.
"And you, Lackey?"
She folded her arms resolutely.
"Huh!
I thought you'd like this sort of thing, dear," said the Countess. "It's the sort of thing your crowd does, isn't it?"
"I don't know what you're talking about," said the girl.
"Oh, staying up until gone noon, and wearing brightly coloured clothes, and giving yourself funny names," said the Countess.
"Like Gertrude," sneered Vlad. and Pam.